Women at the Tomb of Jesus. While John was troubled about the burial of his master, Joseph returned with Pilate's order for the body of Christ, and Nicodemus came bringing a costly mixture of myrrh and aloes, for his embalming. The disciples were astonished to see these wealthy rulers as much interested as they themselves in the burial of their Lord. Gently and reverently they, Joseph and Nicodemus, removed with their own hands the body of Jesus from the cross. Their tears of sympathy fell fast as they looked upon his bruised and lacerated form. Joseph owned a new tomb, hewn in a rock. This he was reserving for himself, but it was near Calvary, and he now prepared it for Jesus. The body, together with the spices brought by Nicodemus, was carefully wrapped in a linen sheet, and the Redeemer was borne to the tomb. There the three disciples, John, Joseph, and Nicodemus, straightened the mangled limbs, and folded the bruised hands upon the pulseless breast. The Galilean women came to see that all had been done that could be done for the lifeless form of their beloved teacher. Then they saw the heavy stone rolled against the entrance of the tomb, and the Savior was left at rest. The women were last at the cross and last at the tomb of Christ. While the evening shades were gathering, Mary Magdalene and the other Marys lingered about the resting place of their Lord, shedding tears of sorrow over the fate of him whom they loved. And they returned, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. As they approached, they saw that the great stone was rolled away and that a light was shining about the tomb. The body of Jesus was not there, but soon they saw an angel. The women had not all come to the tomb from the same direction. Mary Magdalene was the first to reach the place, and upon seeing that the stone was removed, she hurried away to tell the disciples. Meanwhile, the other women came up. A light was shining about the tomb, but the body of Jesus was not there. As they lingered about the place, suddenly they saw that they were not alone. A young man clothed in shining garments was sitting by the tomb. It was the angel who had rolled away the stone. He had taken the guise of humanity that he might not alarm these friends of Jesus. Yet about him the light of the heavenly glory was still shining, and the women were afraid. They turned to flee, but the angel's word stayed their steps. "Fear not ye," he said, "for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." Again they look into the tomb, and again they hear the wonderful news. Another angel in human form is there, and he says, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down, and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." Feeling that she must find someone who will tell her what has been done with Jesus, Mary turns away even from the words of the angels. As she does so, another voice addresses her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" Through her tear-dimmed eyes, Mary sees one whom she supposes to be the gardener. "Sir," she says, "if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." At the familiar voice, she turns to him. She knows now that it is no stranger who speaks. Before her she sees the living Savior. She springs toward him, as if to embrace his feet, saying, "Rabboni." But the Savior raises his hand and says, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God." "Go your way," the angels had said to the women, "tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, as he said unto you." The message was repeated a second time, "Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him." All the disciples had forsaken Jesus, and the call to meet him again includes them all. He has not cast them off. When Mary Magdalene told them she had seen the Lord, she repeated the call to the meeting in Galilee. And a third time the message was sent to them. After he had ascended to the Father, Jesus appeared to the other women, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me."